the Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and in His Hands. 3 Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
American Freedom Network, and with us this morning again is Pastor Billy Crone. And those of you who listen regularly will remember, of course, we've done a 10-part series on the final countdown, going into the prophetic significance of the events that are taking place today. And if you have not yet seen those DVDs, or read Pastor Crone's book, they are available from Radio Liberty. We'll give you the telephone number when we get back, but right now, of course, we're going to start a new series going into creation. One of the major purposes of public education today is to destroy the faith of our children in God, because, of course, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty, and there are people who hate liberty, who want a dictatorship, who know that the foundation of this country was based upon having moral people, because, of course, as John Adams had said, our system of government was made for a moral and religious people, and it wouldn't work for any other. Our system of government was made for a moral and religious people, and it wouldn't work for any other. So, of course, they don't want our system to work. They don't want limited government. They want to establish a feudal system with them as the feudal masters and us as the feudal serfs. Well, that's why they wanted to destroy our belief in God. That's why they've taken God out of our schools. That's why they teach Darwinism in our schools, no matter how ridiculous it is. I mean, if you believe everything is by chance, why you've got have to have an awful lot of faith to believe that there is a God, and He has created the heaven and the earth, and everything is in perfect order, whether it be mathematics or chemistry, the periodic table, or certainly the astronomy and the balance in the stars, or certainly the human body. Well, you don't want to hear me talking, because Pastor Crone has a fascinating story about creation and how we can see God's plan in the perfect organization and everything. Good morning, Billy. How are you doing?
Doing great, Dr. Monty. Thank you again for having me on.
You just pick up the story from there.
Well, you know, you bring up a really good point, and I think people might at the outset wonder, well, that's kind of a weird weird switch to go from an extended interviews on Bible prophecy, and all of a sudden you're talking about creation versus evolution. And really what people need to understand is the whole justification, as we dealt with many times before, about the Antichrist kingdom, the last days, and all the atrocities with the one world government, one world religion, one world economy that's fast being thrust upon us. The justification for all that, believe it or not, stems from evolutionary mindset. And so really they actually go hand in hand. A lot of people rack their brains and wonder why people continue to press such a godless message. Well, they need that in order to pull off the New World Order and the Antichrist kingdom. And so they actually go hand in hand. And so that's what we've done with this new study called Intelligent Creation, and that we provided. And we did it for a couple different reasons, Dr. Monteith. One, we did it because the Bible says in the book of Peter that we are, as Christians, always to be prepared to give an answer or a defense for the hope that lies within us. And that's what we're doing with this study. We're giving a defense for the hope that we have, that contrary to what society would say, contrary to what's being crammed in people's brains through mass education and the mass media, there really is a God. And the good news, that we really can have a beautiful, intimate relationship with Him, the Creator of the universe, through Jesus Christ. And it's basically a study of what's called apologetics, which means, of course, you don't go around saying, I'm sorry, I'm a Christian, but rather that's the word there, to give a defense of, okay? And I've dealt with many apologetic things. I've written apologetic books and things of that nature, and this is one of those studies. And some of the, I wrote a book called The Christian's Guide to the Skeptic, and I dealt with the classical objections that skeptics bring up against Christianity, because I used to be one. I wrote it from a first-hand perspective. These are the questions I wanted to know. You know, is there really life after death? How can you know? If there is a God, why is there so much evil and suffering going on? If Christians keep saying this Bible came from God, I think it's a book made up by men with a bunch of errors. How do you know it really did come from God? And then, of course, dealing with the question, how about just the basics? How do you know that God exists in the first place? And I'm not talking just biblically, because most people, and the way I used to be, don't quote no Bible verse at me. I don't care about that. How do you know, how can you prove to me that God exists logically, philosophically, even scientifically? Okay, how do you know He exists for sure? And that's what we do with this study, Intelligent Creation, which is basically one of the four classical arguments for the existence of God. It's called the teleological argument, or the argument of design. Okay, and it shows you that by design, from a flea to a bee to a tree to you and me, everything has design. And logically, if you see design in something, then that implies a designer. So that's one of the reasons why we provided this study, Dr. Monteith, is to do what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to give a defense. People raise up objections against Christianity. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, it's fair game. You can ask questions. And the irony that I experienced before I became a Christian and God had mercy on me, Dr. Monteith, was I had a lot of these questions. They're great questions. I don't shun people who ask these questions that I just reiterated. What was unfortunate was it was far and few between that I could find anybody who would give a defense for these questions. The answers are there. It's just it didn't seem Christians did a very good job doing their homework. So, again, that's what we provide it. Now, the second reason why we created this study, too, is because we are unveiling. Now, listen to this, folks. We are unveiling. You talk about a conspiracy. We are unveiling the truth that has been suppressed about God's existence. In fact, what's very interesting, folks, is the Bible predicted and warned us of what would happen when a people, when a nation, when a world would suppress the truth on purpose about God's existence, and that's exactly what evolution has done. The book of Romans says this in chapter 1. It says, the wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of men who suppress the truth by their wickedness. Since what may be known about God, it's plain to them. Why? Because God has made it plain to them. How? Well, here's what it says. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible quality, His invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature have clearly been seen and understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse.
Hold that thought, Pastor Billy. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, Phil here with WolfAutoGroup.com, saying thanks for trading with us. We're excited to take your dust collecting or unused assets or valuables as down payments on the finest used trucks and cars, in brand-new Dodges, Chryslers, Fords, Suzukis, Jeeps of your choice. I will trade for anything, even your skill or labor. Try me on. Great financing available on the balance. That's wolfautogroup.com. Many locations for your convenience. Call Phil personally at 303-931-9096. It's 303-931-9096.
Life as we know it is about to change. Storm clouds are on the horizon. The economy, wars, rumors of wars, the flu pandemic, rising crime, and the spirit of fear. Prepare for troublesome times with peace of mind. Terra Canyon Ranch is looking for like-minded people who love the Lord Jesus Christ and recognize the times we are in, who see the need for covenant community and a safe haven. Terra Canyon Ranch, located in southeast Colorado, 25 minutes south of Lahana on State Highway 109, is offering a very limited number of parcels, ranging from 40 to 158 acres. Nestled in the canyons of southeast Colorado, Terra Canyon Ranch is a unique safe haven. Call Jim at 719-989-8739 or log on to terracanyon.com, TerraCanon.com. Call 719-989-8739.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of mark or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Pastor Billy Crone, we're talking about creation. So you pick up the story there, Pastor Billy.
Well, you know, that's what the scripture clearly says, Dr. Monteith, that that you would have a time where people would deliberately, on purpose, suppress the truth about God's existence, which, frankly, is what's going on today. Most people don't believe it, but I'll give you some proof here in a little bit. But the Bible also says not only that people would suppress the truth about God's existence, mainly with his creation, because you look at creation, you see the design in all of creation, and it implies a designer, i.e. God. And God's left behind, he's not being a big old meanie, he's left behind for us evidence that he really is real. Okay? But it also says what's going to happen to that society, that world, that people who would suppress this truth. It's going to get dark. Now, as I read this, this is from the book of Romans, you tell me if this doesn't sound exactly like what is happening to our country in just the last few decades. Listen to this. It says, "For although they knew God," this is after they suppressed the truth about God's existence through his creation, "for although they knew God," people know God exists, it says, "they neither glorified him nor gave thanks to him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools." And isn't that what the evolution community does? It acts like, you know, you and I are the dumb-duped idiot, and we have to listen and be spoon-fed to their mumbo-jumbo, and they're the really intelligent ones. Now, folks, I'm just going to jump ahead a little bit. Later, I'm going to share with you eventually, hopefully, Lord willing, actual quotes from the evolutionary scientists when they're finally cornered with the facts, because the facts scientifically point to the existence of God, because that's exactly what the Scripture reveals. That when they're finally confronted with the facts, I have them directly quoted, folks. They admit it has ultimately nothing to do with the facts. They freely admit that they know there's only two options on planet Earth. There either is a God or there isn't one. And the reason why they choose to not believe in a God is not because the scientific data points to the contrary. Rather, the scientific data points that there is an intelligent designer, i.e. God. Direct quote, folks. They say that the reason why is because they don't want there to be a God, that they want to be their own God just so they can follow their own sinful desires. Direct quote. But anyway, here's what's going to happen to that society. Therefore, once you do that, you suppress the truth that God really does exist through the evidence of creation. It says this: God gave them over in the sinful desires of their hearts to sexual impurity for the degrading of their bodies with one another. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and they worshipped and served created things instead of the Creator. Because of this, God gave them over to shameful lusts. Even their women exchanged natural relations for unnatural ones. In the same way, the men also abandoned natural relations with women and were inflamed with lust for one another. Men committed indecent acts with other men and received in themselves the due penalty for their perversion. Furthermore, since they didn't think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, he gave them over to a depraved mind to do what ought not to be done. They have become filled with every kind of wickedness and evil and greed and depravity. They're full of envy and murder and strife and deceit and malice. They're gossips and slanders and God-haters and insolent, arrogant, boastful. They invent ways of doing evil. They disobey their parents. They're senseless, faithless, heartless, ruthless. Although they know God's righteous decree that those who do such things deserve death, they not only continue to do these very things, but they also approve of those who practice them. Now, Dr. Monti, tell me that's not our country today. How in the world did we get from such a Judeo-Christian ethic, okay, not that it was a completely perfect society, but my goodness, you know, wasn't that long ago that the big problems in schools were, you know, getting on a turn in line and you know, not throwing your gum in the wastebasket. And now we've got people killing each other. People, there's a reason why. It's because this evolutionary mind influence upon us is controlling people's minds and, as we're going to see in a little bit, their behavior. Okay, the Bible clearly predicted, folks, that not only that people would deliberately suppress the truth about God's existence through his creation, but the Bible predicted what's going to happen to that society. And you might say, well, hey, listen, come on. You can't blame evolution for the decay of our society. Evolution is just a scientific study. It has nothing to do with morals. Really? Well, let's put the proof to the pudding, folks. In the early 60s, prayer and Bible reading were taken out of our schools, and evolution was put in on a great detail. And let's take a look, and these are the actual behavioral statistics from the U.S. Census Bureau from about 1963 on, when basically you took the Bible and prayer out, okay, and evolution was put in. You tell me, folks, if it hasn't had a drastic effect on our country, okay? Since 1963, sexually transmitted diseases among teenagers in America and young adults have increased nearly 400%. Instances of premarital sex among teenagers have absolutely skyrocketed. Unwed pregnancies among young girls are up 553%. Unmarried couples living together are up 725%. Divorce rates are up 111%. Single-parent households are quickly becoming the norm. SAT scores have plummeted. Alcohol and drug consumption have gone ballistic. Listen, violent crimes are up 995% since evolution got in our schools. I don't know about you guys, but when you look at the facts, those are the direct U.S. Census Bureau statistics, folks. Evolutionary teachings have not been very good for our country. Now, here's the whole point. Should this really be a surprise? I mean, stop and think about it. Use your mind. Use your own brain. Okay? You teach kids that they came from an ape, folks. Isn't that what evolution teaches, right? You teach kids that came from an ape. Why in the world are we shocked when they act like an ape? You teach kids with evolution that there is no meaning to life, no meaning to existence. So why are we shocked when kids so easily, even adults, so easily and flippantly take another life? You teach a society that there is no God. You suppress the truth that he really exists. Why in the world, folks, are we so shocked when our world becomes ungodly? And people, you know, ask me, you know, they wonder why I call evolution evolution, okay? It has an evil effect on society exactly like the Bible says it would has. You actually devolve, if you will. You actually decay. Why? Because here's the premise, folks. Let's be honest. What you believe determines how you behave, right? I mean, think about it. Every act that you take, every step that you take, everything that you do, good, bad, or ugly, is based on something that you believe in, right? Good, bad, or wrong. Okay, so if you don't believe there's a God, then you're not going to act like it. Okay? But remember, the text there says, the Bible says that not only evolutionary teachings are going to destroy our society, folks, which is what's happening right now, but it said that people would be deliberately suppressing the truth of God's existence. And you might think, well, hey, okay, maybe evolution's not having a very good side effect on us. But come on, these people are scientists. You know, they're the intellectual academia. They're not doing that. That's dishonest. I mean, they're more concerned about science, and that wouldn't be right, right? Well, folks, actually they are. Ben Stein did a wonderful, fabulous job on his expose that No Intelligent Allowed. But, folks, right now across our country, you try teaching anything other than evolution in our school system, and you are not just going to get shunned. You're not going to just get made fun of. You are going to lose your job. And I don't know, understand why, Dr. Monti, but many times when this gets brought up, the people say, no, come on, people aren't losing their job. This is America. You have a right if somebody... No, folks, you will. Let me give you some examples. Roger DeHart, he's a science teacher in Burlington Edson High School near Seattle, Washington, was told that he could not inform students of errors in the textbooks by passing out articles from current science journals. Now, here was the guy who wasn't even just, he's not like, I've got to get the Bible in the schools. He was just pointing out the lies of evolution in the textbooks, and he was trying to get the kids the truth. Okay? He said, no, you can't do that. Because here's what it boils down to, folks. Got a guy who was watching the debate. He was debating the creationists, and the creationists would say, you know, hey, listen, all I want is to just get these lies out of the textbooks. Okay, I'm not even saying I'm advocating to get this, the Bible in the schools. Not that that would be bad, but I'm just saying get rid of the lies. And so he began to point out all the different lies that are in textbooks today. What, you know, it could be embryology. That's a lie. That was proven a lie almost 130 years ago. Haeckel's drawings, that was a lie. It was complete falsified. The horse and whale evolution, that's a lie. Those are manufactured drawings, folks. There is no evidence for that. And on it goes. So he began to point out all this, vestigial organs, all these things that are lies. They have been proven in the scientific community. They've been proven wrong, and they still put them in the textbooks. Okay? So he points all these out. The guy comes back in the debate, and he actually makes this comment. He says, well, if we take all those out of the textbooks, what do you suggest that we replace them with? And the guy was aghast, the creationist. He says, did you hear what he just basically said, folks, to you? He said, if we get rid of all the lies in the textbooks, we have no support for our theory of evolution. And, folks, this is what you're going to see. Again, these people, we have been brainwashed. These people sit there and they drill it in our brains. You repeat a lie long enough, loud enough, often enough, people will believe it. And so it is with evolution. We think that this whole thing's based on hard scientific data. And it's not. Once you look at these scientific data, and that's what we expose in the study, you have to have more faith to maintain an evolutionary mindset than to take the Bible at face value. But Kevin Haley, he's a biology teacher from Oregon Community College. He lost his job. They didn't just say you couldn't do it. They fired him for pointing out the errors in the textbooks. William Dembski, he was fired from Baylor University because he advocated intelligent design. Forrest Mims, he was a science writer for 20 years, and he published in National Geographic, Science Digest, American Journal of Physics, and 60 magazines and newspapers. He was denied a job as a writer for Scientific American because he was a creationist. It sounds like somebody's suppressing the truth. Rod Levesque from Minnesota, he was a biology teacher who was reassigned simply because he doubted Darwin's theory. Dan Clark, he's a teacher from Lafayette, Indiana. He quit because he was reprimanded for teaching an evolution alternative. And Dean Kenyon, he was a tenured professor at San Francisco State University, and he wrote books for years on how wonderful evolution was. Okay, but one day he saw the truth, and so guess what? They fired him. But he says, hey, you can't fire me because I got 20 years. And so they said, okay, all right, you got us. But so they put him in as a lab assistant, washing test tubes or something like that. And then he had to go through a big old giant lawsuit to get his job back. Simply why? Because he doubted Darwin's theory. Now, folks, I don't know about you, but I'd say the evolutionists are not just being biased, they're being belligerent. I mean, I don't know about you, but it appears to me somebody really is trying exactly what the Bible said would happen. They're really trying to suppress the truth. Okay? And so, Dr. Monti, that's why we've done this study. It's not just for giving a defense for the hope that lies within us, that there really is a God, you really can have a relationship with him through Jesus Christ. But two, we are unveiling the scientific truth that there is a God that is being suppressed upon the American people around the world, that there really is a God. I mean, you would think this is the greatest discovery of all, and yet the irony is people are trying to put a clamp on it because they have to have an evolutionary mindset to pull off this Antichrist kingdom that's being thrust down our throat. And so what we do in our study, Dr. Monteith, is we basically take a journey all the way from one spectrum to the other. We go all the way to the telescope, if you will, to the edge of the universe, and we go all the way down to the microscope, okay, revealing not just in one area, but just like the Bible said, in all areas of God's creation, his handiwork, you can see that there's design in everything. And here's how the basic argument goes, okay? Design in something implies a designer. Now, that's just common sense. For instance, let me give you an analogy. What if I were to say to you folks listening to this interview that my watch here that I have on my wrist, okay, it's got roughly maybe 12 moving parts. What if I were to say to you, and I really truly believe this, that my watch and these 12 moving parts slowly evolved in a field across the street here from my office over millions and billions of years due to the rain and the wind and the erosion beating down the rocks and the sticks and mud, and maybe a lightning bolt hit it one day, bang, and there it was, and I just happened to walk by and I picked it up. That's how that watch with 12 moving parts came into existence. Now, here's my point. What if I truly, truly believe that, and I'm trying to sell that to you? What would you say? You say, hey, man, you are just First of all, I'm not going to your church. You're whacked out. But that's crazy. It's ludicrous, right? Why? Because a watch, folks, cannot design itself. I don't care how many times you hit it with a lightning bolt. I don't care how many billions of supposed years you leave it out there in the rain and the mud. It's not going to happen. Watches have design. Watches are made by watchmakers. Now, here's the point. Here's the logical point. People want to say to Christianity, hey, you become a Christian, you check your brain at the door. Are you kidding? Bring it in with you. The Bible says, come, let us reason together. You're going to need your brain. Okay? So use your brain, folks. Why is it acceptable? If you're not going to say that a watch with 12 moving parts blew up spontaneously with lightning bolts, sticks, rain, and mud, okay, over millions of years, if you're not going to say that happened by chance, then you're going to say our whole world showing incredible design did? You're going to say our bodies, with not 12 moving parts, but 50 trillion cells did, which, by the way, all have to be there fully functioning in order for you to stay alive. Who's got more faith? Who has got the bigger problem? Who's checking whose brain in at the door? Okay? And so that's what we do, Dr. Monty. So we just take it all the way from the telescope, go all the way to the microscope, revealing what? We're not just quoting Bible verses, folks. We're meeting the skeptic, of which I used to be, okay, where you're at. We will do science for science, okay? We start looking at the scientific facts, and we just challenge people, not to check your brain at the door. We challenge people, use your brain. Think about this, folks. There really is a God.
There really is a God out there, and we'll be back in just a moment with Pastor Billy Crone and continue this discussion of creation. As for God to create the heaven and the earth, everything is in perfect order, except we're making an awful mess out of God's world.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facility. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
Our friends at the Wild Bird Center take this special time to remind listeners that our children and young adults are our future, and that's why we need to educate them on the dangers of drug abuse. So take a moment to let them know you care. Talk to your children about drug abuse. Someday they'll be glad you did. That's from Ken to Stewart and staff at the Wild Bird Center, where they're always working to make our area a safer place for our youth, for the highest quality products and friendly service, committed to education and conservation. Call today, 303-758-7575. That's the Wild Bird Center at 1685 South Colorado Boulevard in Denver. 303-758-7575. And mention you heard this community announcement. They all wish you a happy and safe summer.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, And back here, our guest this morning is Pastor Billy Crone. And before we go on, why don't you go ahead and get out your website and tell people how they get in touch with you and your ministry.
Yeah, you can go to our main website, which is NiagaraFrontierBible.com. That's NiagaraFrontierBible.com, NiagaraFrontierBible.com. Or you can just search for my name on the Internet, Billy Crone, C-R-O-N as in Nancy, Billy Crone, C-R-O-N-E, and that'll take you where you need to go.
All right, very good. And we do carry the 10 DVD set on creation, part one, part two, five DVDs in each of it. So you pick up the story from there, please.
Well, let's start taking a look at some of that evidence. And again, notice it's not just we're quoting Bible verses, not that that would be bad, but we're meeting people where they're at, what people have elevated today as what they would consider absolute truth, and that is science. Okay, well, let's take a look at some science, folks. You tell me if there is not a God and that there's no way all of life could happen by chance. Let's take a look at just some of the things from the universe. Folks, there's a thing called nuclear force, and it just so happens that this is the force that keeps the protons in the nucleus of each atom together. Okay, the problem is this, folks. If there was a very slight increase in the strength of this nuclear force, then the universe would consist mainly of heavy metals, and then you couldn't have life. But if there was a very slight decrease in the nuclear force, then the only element in the universe would be hydrogen, and again, you got the same problems. You couldn't have life. It has to be exactly the way it is for life to exist. But that's not all. Here's something called the electromagnetic coupling constant. Now, this is that force that causes like charges to repel, opposite charges to attract, etc. Okay, but here's the point. If it were slightly stronger, there would be no molecules and no life could exist. If it were slightly smaller, then electrons would leave the nucleus, again, no life. That has to be exactly right for life to exist. Now, as I go through these, a couple of these, Dr. Monteith, notice it's not just one thing. It's all these things. What are the odds of this? How about the expansion rate of the universe, folks? You know, you won't hear this stuff, folks, on TV in the books. The universe is expanding away from a point of origin approximately 2 million miles per hour. Okay, physicists have determined that if this rate were just a few percent slower, then all the matter in the universe would collapse into a ball. If it were just slightly faster, then the galaxies and stars could never have formed in the first place. Either way, you have no life. Even the rate at which the universe expands has to be exactly the way it is. How about just the mass in the universe itself? Okay, it's got a very narrow range. According to astrophysicists, folks, a few percent increase in the amount of matter in the universe would have resulted in stars which were too big and too hot, but a few percent decrease would have resulted in no heavy elements, stars would be too small, you could have no life. It has to be, even the amount of mass in the universe has to be exactly what it is. Here's a big one, the distance between the stars. Astrophysicists, folks, have discovered that the distance between the stars is critical to life. Okay, if the distance between the stars was just a few percent closer, it would destabilize planetary orbits around the sun and the Earth, and it would not be able to support life. But if the distance between the stars was too far, then the planets never would have formed in the first place, if you will, from an evolutionary mindset. Either way, it's almost, from astrophysicists, folks, it's almost as if somebody just went pop and put the stars exactly where they need to be. I wonder who that is. But you talk about thinking of everything. How about the number of protons and electrons? This is wild. It's been discovered, folks, that the ratio between the number of protons and electrons is delicate. Okay? If the ratio was just a little bit larger, then it would have prevented galaxies and stars to form. If it was slightly smaller, then it's the exact same thing. It would have prevented. Even the ratio between protons and electrons has to be exactly what it is, or life couldn't exist. How about the force of gravity? Something we take for granted. If gravity were any stronger than it is, folks, smaller stars would not have formed. If it was any bigger, then you would still have the same problem. The force of gravity has to be exactly what it is. In fact, what they found is with gravity, is it varies inversely as the square of the separation between the masses, which sounds kind of confusing, but basically it's where'd this 2 come from gravity, okay? And why is the equation exactly squared? I mean, why is the force of gravity not 1.87? Why is it not 1.95? Why is it not 2.001 or 3.3378, we'll make up a number? Why is it exactly 2? Why is everything keyed precisely to that 2, that square in gravity? Well, as it turns out, folks, it just so happens that any other value than 2 with the force of gravity would lead to an eventual decay of orbits, and the entire universe would destroy itself. It's almost like everything has been pre-planned exactly the way it needs to be for life. You mean to tell me all this happened by chance? Folks, how about the mass of the proton? If the ratio of the mass of the proton to neutron were a little different, utter chaos would result, and the whole universe would be destabilized. If it were any less or more, atoms would fly apart and crush together, okay, which is everything, okay? Without the delicate balance of the proton, folks, the universe would collapse. In fact, listen to this. There's actually a city in the sky. You tell me that all the stars, everything was up thrown up there randomly? I don't think so, folks. Listen to this. As it turns out, folks, the more they look at it, the more they map it, the entire universe is laid out, listen to this, in a definite pattern to help you find your way around, if you could, as if you were going from place to place. For instance, for centuries, folks, we knew about the houses, if you will, the stars. Then we learned about the city blocks, which is the galaxies. But it wasn't until the middle of our century, of the last century, folks, we began to realize that everything is strung out all along networks and streets and boulevards, just like a city right above our heads. That's not by chance. First, there's the houses of the stars, which, by the way, folks, it's been estimated that there's 10 billion trillion of them, okay? In fact, our own galaxy has 200 trillion estimated. But then we discovered the city blocks of the galaxies, and it turns out, folks, that they are all grouped together, quote, in organized patterns, okay? Then we discovered the streets, or the clusters of galaxies, and it has been decided, folks, when they look at the mathematical probabilities of this, it could not have been randomly distributed throughout the entire universe. In fact, folks, listen to this. As they begin to map it out, 1956, this is how long they've known this, folks, a scientist named George Abel found that 50,000 galaxies appeared in the area of the sky no larger than the bowl of the Big Dipper, okay? But scientists were slow to accept his findings because it violated their theories. Sounds like somebody's suppressing it again. Okay, and then working with this vast amount of data, scientists begin to carefully map out all the galaxies within a billion light years from our world. They divide it into a million squares, with each one shaded in accordance to the number of galaxies it contained. Now listen, as they began to put this together, suddenly, this is a direct quote, the map began to show that the galaxies were in clusters somewhat like delicate embroidery. And by looking at the map, they began to see these celestial streets and lanes running all through the sky. In fact, they literally led from one galaxy to another, etc. Now, folks, I don't know why this has never made it to the news. I don't know why they don't teach us, other than, of course, the Bible gives us the answers. People would be deliberately suppressing this truth. In fact, Charles Townes, he's a Nobel Prize winner for physics. Okay, and by the way, folks, in this series, I quote scientist after scientist after scientist after scientist. These ain't just Christians who are coming to this conclusion that everything is intelligently designed. These are scientists, okay? Because that's the thing. People say, well, you're biased. You're a Christian. You have no scientific degree, and so we don't need to listen to you. Folks, these are scientists. Listen to what this scientist say, a Nobel Prize winner for physics. He said, the more we know about the cosmos or the universe, he said, the more it seems inexplicable without some aspect of intelligent design. Quote, and for me, that inspires faith. In other words, that's exactly what the Bible said would happen. That when you look at the evidence of God's creation, you see his handiwork, and it shows you there had to be a God. Okay,
Amen,
but that's not
that. All. We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor Billy Crone right here at the American Freedom Network.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Home for rent at Carter Lake with great views from wraparound deck, just 15 minutes from Loveland or Burford, has two master bedrooms with two full baths, is partially furnished, and includes hot tub, fireplace, wood-burning stove, storage sheds, large garden, chickens are optional. 2 acres with plenty of room for your outdoor toys. Great neighbors. Pets are welcome. For more information, call 970-667-4509. That's 970-667-4509.
A&H Heating and Air Conditioning says, let's keep our kids away from drugs this summer. Get to know their friends, set stricter curfews, and do things together as a family. Get involved, because drug abuse is no joking matter. This message is from A&H Heating and Air Conditioning, where service is more than a word. It's a fact backed by the right know-how and experience proven by customers who wouldn't trust their work to anyone else but A&H Heating, formerly known as Valley Heating and Air Conditioning. That's A&H Heating and Air Conditioning at 165 Long Beach Street in Brighton. Call 659-1087. That's 659-1087.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, I'm Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest, Pastor Billy Crone, in our final segment of this morning's program on intelligent design and creation. Pastor Crone, go right ahead.
Well, you know, let's continue on our journey from the telescope to the microscope. You tell me, folks, use your own brain. I'm not asking anybody to check anybody's brain in the door, that we were not intelligently designed. How about Jupiter's distance? Folks, if Jupiter's distance were greater from the Earth, then there'd be too many asteroid comet collisions. Earth would be destroyed. But if it was any less, then Earth's orbit would become unstable and destroy life. Jupiter has to be exactly where it's at. How about the sun's color or the distance? Not just the distance. Obviously, that's close. The sun happens to be exact distance from the Earth for life. Obviously, if it's closer, we would fry. If it was further, we would freeze. But even the sun's color, it's the exact color. If it was any redder or any bluer, then you could not have the photosynthetic response, i.e. for plants, life could not exist. Same thing with the moon, folks. The moon's exactly where it's supposed to be. If it were slightly bigger, the size of the moon, then the gravitational effect on the Earth would be greatly increased. You would have tides that would wipe out the Earth twice a day. You couldn't have it exist. But if it were smaller, then you'd have the same problem. Then Earth would overheat, etc., blah, blah, blah. You couldn't have light that would exist. Same thing with the moon. If it was closer, it gets sucked in by gravity. It obviously would destroy life. Then if it was further, we need the moon for life. It is exactly where it is, not just the size, but even the distance, just like with the sun. And the same thing with gravity, not in general, but even gravity on Earth. It's exactly where it needs to be. If it was increased gravity on Earth, then our atmosphere would retain too much ammonia methane, which are toxic to life. But if it were just a slight decrease of what it is, then we lose too much water. Either way, even gravity, not just in general, but gravity even on Earth. Now, notice as I continue to go through these things, folks, they're stacking up. This isn't just one thing. This isn't just two things. This is a whole litmus of things. What are the odds of just even one of these things happening to be exactly what it is? But I'm talking about several things, and we're just getting started. Let's continue to go on from the universe to the solar system. How about the human body, folks? I mean, you're just looking at yourself. You know, I have many family and friends that are in the medical field, and it boggles me why anybody can be an evolutionist and in the medical field when you start looking at the design of the body. How about your kidneys, folks? Your kidneys contain approximately 280 miles of tubes. They filter 185 quarts of water a day from your blood. How about your heart? It pumps 5,000 gallons of blood a day. It beats approximately 100,800 times a day, 2,500 million times in the average lifetime. Your body replaces over 1 trillion cells in a day. Your body makes 2 to 10 million blood cells every second. And if you lined up your red blood cells end to end, they would go around the equator of the Earth 4 times. That happened by chance? I don't think so. The human eye, folks, is so complex and so sophisticated that scientists still don't know fully how the thing works. The eye completes 100,000 separate functions in a single day, and even while we sleep, it conducts its own maintenance work. Okay, the eye has automatic aim. It's got focus. It's got aperture adjustment. It provides color in 3D images. It can function in darkness to light automatically. The question is, how in the world did that thing evolve? I don't think so. Okay. How about your ear? It just so happens your ear is not only capable of sensory response to sound. It doesn't just slap up there. It's got a purpose. Okay. But it does so, listen, at a pressure on the eardrum that is no greater than 2/10,000 of a millionth of a barometric pressure. And this is a minuscule pressure moves the eardrum about 1/100,000,000th of an inch, which is approximately 1/100,000,000th the width of a hydrogen molecule, which is the tiniest of all known molecules. Now, how in the world did the ear evolve, folks, let alone you ended up with two of them, let alone with the ability to function at submolecular level and not exploding the first time when a non-molecular noise came along? How did that happen? How about your brain? The brain is the most complex mechanism in the world, folks. It influences every organ in your body. It enables you to think and remember and feel and reason, imagine, and now it controls your hearing, your sight, your smell, eating, resting, everything. The average brain weighs about 3 pounds, yet it contains 12 billion cells, each one connected to 10,000 other brain cells, making 120 trillion connections. In fact, the average brain stores so much memory data, folks, that by the age of 40, they estimate it would take the Empire State Building full of computers just to store the same amount of information. How about the DNA molecule? The DNA molecule, folks, in your body is the most complex molecule in the universe. Okay, and you're going to say this happened by chance? The code in the DNA, folks, is so unbelievably complex that if you typed it out, it's been estimated that it would contain enough books, listen, to not just fill the Grand Canyon, but fill the Grand Canyon 40 times. And you're going to say that happened by chance? How about your chromosomes, folks? If you take all the chromosomes out of your body, if you could, you would end up with about 2 tablespoons worth of chromosomes. Okay, it doesn't sound like much, but listen. If you were to stretch out your chromosomes, okay, and if you were somehow could tie them all together, listen, one person's chromosomes would reach from the Earth to the Moon and back 5 million round times. And that supposedly happened by chance? I don't think so, folks. It's actually crazy. In fact, Charles Darwin knew that. He even quoted, folks, even said that to assume that the eye evolved clearly was ludicrous, and that's from him. He says this, if you think the eye... To suppose that the eye could have been formed by natural selection seems, I freely confess, absurd in the highest degree. That's a direct quote from Charles Darwin. He didn't buy into it, and yet we're supposed to. And by the way, folks, when I'm dealing with all these pieces, if you will, of the human body, notice it's not just one thing. Okay? Listen, all of your organs have to be in existence, fully functioning, or you're dead meat. Right? I mean, for instance, if evolution is true, and somehow you're supposed to evolve a brain, how does that work? Explain that one to me. What good is a half a heart? What good is 1/3 of a liver? You've only evolved 1/3 of your liver. Okay. What good is 1/8 of one lung? I mean, what do you do? Let's be honest, folks. Use your brain. Don't check it at the door. Use your brain. What good is 1/8 of one lung? What do you do? Do you hold your breath for 1 million years waiting for the other lungs to evolve and the rest of your body parts? Okay, people, again, I draw you back to the watch analogy. The watch has 12 moving parts, and we would say it's ludicrous for that thing to evolve by chance. But our bodies have 50 trillion cells, all these intricate organs, which all have to be there fully functioning, or you're dead meat, and you're going to say that happened by chance? Folks, that's why I would say, when you look at these scientific data, you have to have more faith to believe in evolution than to maintain a biblical creation account. Your body cannot exist, folks, unless it popped onto the scene fully functioning with all the organs all in place, all fully functioning, and that's exactly how the Bible says we came into being. But the problem is, folks, that's why we provide this series. We're dealing with scientific information. The truth has been suppressed, and the people need to know about it, folks. And it's not just...
We're out of time, Pastor. We'll be talking to you again next month on this very same subject. God bless. Thanks so much.
God bless. Thank you.
Bye.
For over 15 years, K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery Care has provided not just clean carpet, but a healthy carpet. Bonded and insured, K&K has brought quality care to your home with a proven safe truck-mounted hot water extraction process that is pH balanced, allergen-free, and safe for the environment. Tile, grout, heat transfers, and water damage care also available. For your free estimate, call K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery, 303-237-4655. Ask about the KHNC discount on your first cleaning. That's 303-237-GO-KK.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Allstate Sweeping reminds parents in our listening area that over the summer, children who are out of school shouldn't be out of luck, hope, or guidance. For many troubled youth, the first step towards drugs and crime is having nothing better to do. Take your kids to the beach, park, or family center. It's the best weapon against delinquency, crime, and drug abuse. This message is from Allstate Sweeping. They're a concerned area business working toward drug-free communities for our youngsters. That's Allstate Sweeping, located at 10150 East 106th Avenue in Brighton.
Well, I'm standing back here at the American Freedom Network, and of course, I hope you enjoyed our program this morning. And certainly, we will be having Pastor Krohn on for a series of 10 or 12 lectures simply on creation once a month here. Now, if you want to hear the program again, as you know, we do an afternoon and an evening program, and we'll be having him on, giving basically the same talk as we take you through all of the evidence of God's influence in the development of the universe and the development of the individual, the development of certainly all the natural resources we have. There is a God. None of this could possibly have happened by accident. It is beyond any stretch of the imagination that this is simply a matter of chance. And most of the things that I learned in college about evolution were simple lies. Took a long time to unlearn them. Well, you need to get the information we carry. Certainly Pastor Billy Krohn's 10-part series, or 10 DVDs, part 1, part 2, on creation. We think it's important. If you have not got his 10-part, 10 DVDs on the final countdown, you really need to get it. It's certainly one of the things that we're moving a tremendous number of, but it's so important today to understand what is going on politically, spiritually, philosophically, culturally. And it's well covered in the final countdown. We carry not only the 10 DVDs, the series, we carry the book by the title. We have a CD. The first five lectures are on CD. It's called Countdown to Armageddon. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there is a countdown to Armageddon. We're heading into some very real difficult times, a crisis here in America. The America we have known in the past is never going to exist again. They are going to destroy it. There is a master plan. It's called the Earth Charter, where they talk about equitable distribution of wealth within nations and between nations. Equitable distribution of wealth between nations means we ship our wealth to other nations. That's, what, of course, what offshoring is all about. That's why we have NAFTA and the World Trade Organizations, so we can justify shipping our wealth to other nations. Why do you think we gave $50 billion to General Motors? So they can open their plants in China. So they can open their plants in Russia and in Brazil and India. Why do you think they're closing all the plants down here? Why do you think they're cutting back on the number of dealers? Why? Because General Motors is shifting its production overseas. But we can't tell you common people that. You just don't understand. Who wrote the Earth Charter? Why, Stephen Rockefeller, the nephew of David Rockefeller, who already runs America, created the Trilateral Commission, a permanent honorary chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations, permanent member of the Bilderbergers, a man who will tell you that on page 405 of his memoirs that he's part of a secret cabal that is working to put against the best interest of the United States. You need, of course, to get the material. I telephone number 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get David Rockefeller's memoirs, we carry it. We carry Pastor Billy Crone's material. We have Pat Wood's wonderful DVD, simply on the Trilateral Commission. Very good presentation. Of course, you need to hear my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness, my talk on the final, on the financial meltdown, my talk on the, certainly on the Forbidden Secret. And of course, these come with books and syllabuses. You need to get this information. You need to help us get it out.